You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The sheriff of the court has raided the house of the diamond businessman Louis Liebenberg just days after announcing his independent candidacy for the May elections. Now, the raid comes after Liebenberg's company, Tario Mix, was placed under liquidation in April by the Mai Kang High Court in the Northwest. The 59-year-old diamond dealer is contesting the upcoming elections as an independent candidate. For more on this, Mr. Liebenberg joins us on the line. A very good morning to you and welcome, sir.
Very good morning, Elvis. Great. I haven't heard about your radio, but now I'm fully aware. Thank you very much.
Well, we did speak about a year ago or so, Mr. Liebenberg, but how did it get to this point where the sheriff of the court had to attach the assets of at your house in Cape Town and the other properties linked to you in Kempton Park?
Well, it's interesting that the house in Durbanville in Cape Town is rented by my wife. And it is her furniture. It was bought even before she got involved with me and some things thereafter. But the liquidators in this case has constantly done things that was that they were not entitled to. And it was previously reported when they wrote up the assets, and it was... we were proven that it wasn't Tari Mix's assets, but they continue to do so in an effort to humiliate me. That is the whole effort.
Now, this would paint a rather negative picture with regards to your finances or the management thereof. So don't you think that this will harm your campaign as the leader of the Herbo Partei as an independent candidate for parliament?
No, not at all. I've got a following of thousands of people that know exactly. I speak to them on a daily basis, and they are aware of the discrimination against me since I started supporting President Zuma. The state machinery is used in a corrupt Mai Kang court where this case should not have been heard because I don't have a farm in that area since 2015, but they persist to do that. Judge Jeje has asked me to pay a 20 million rand in corruption fees to do away with a liquidation, and I refused to do that. She offered that through the previous premier of that area and also through the Zuma family. So I've got that all on recording. So then the next moment they sent in an advocate from Sandton, Advocate Morgan, and he continued as though he was instructed. This company is well and alive. Tari Mix hasn't been operational for 14 months. I've got mines of 144,000 hectares taken over the old De Beers mine. But Media 24 just keep on saying that this is a Ponzi scheme. So this is a hard-fought case that will continue. Also, I've written to Parliament about the corruption of the Freedom Front regarding this matter in cooperation with people on the ground in Namaqualand. So this is going to be one hell of a fight. I think this will be a fight to the death.
Talking about your association with the former president, Jacob Zuma, you previously gave 3.2 million rand to the former president to cover his legal fees. What is your association and that relationship with Mr.
Zuma? Where did you get the 3.2 million rand?
Well, this is available via the media through various sources. So what did you give Mr. Zuma? Let me pose that question.
Yes. Okay, I've paid the 7.5 million rand for condo that was owed to VBS via my lawyer Walter Nietinger. I believe that some of the money did not reach the VBS bank attorneys, which I do not understand to this day. And there must be anything between 5 and 9 million rand that I've supported the Zumas in this process. legal fees and other support that I do give them. It is through the family members, and I believe that President Zuma is not guilty, and I will support him until the end of that whole court case.
I thank you so much for your time. That was the independent candidate and businessman, Louis Liebenberg. Now, we extended an invitation to the MK Party and the Jacob Zuma Foundation to respond to the concerns about reports pertaining to the former president's health, but we have yet to receive a response in that regard.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.